a bit of a revival this year for the Sunbury Jets, certainly in the senior side, which we'll get to in a moment. The youth girl side, we were just speaking with Tara Murray, 9 wins and 1 loss so far this season, and probably should have had 10 wins.
Yeah, look, they've had a fantastic start. As Tara mentioned, unfortunate circumstances on the weekend for them to lose their first game in that way. And look, the girls were pretty devastated. But, that's sports and that's basketball and those things happen. But they've got to, understand that everyone's proud of their effort so far. And, one loss doesn't hurt, not too many teams go through their seasons undefeated. So I think, they can learn a lot from that. And they've been doing a fantastic job. Coach Andrew Seidel's got that group pretty well working hard. I was actually down there watching their practice tonight, and they were doing a good job, and they're bounced back with another win on Sunday. So really happy with how they're progressing, and that's another group that's predominantly local girls that have come through the system and been with each other for a little while now, and they're obviously seeing the fruits of that labour they've put in over the years.
And the youth boys side, or youth men's side I should say, had a loss on the weekend as well, but still sitting third on the ladder, which is good.
Look, and they had a great start as well. I think from memory they got out to 6-0, 7-0 before they dropped their first game, and they've again very similar to the women, a group of local guys that have been together for quite some time, and their coach Andrew Atherton has really been moulding that team and doing a great job with them over the years. They're sitting third, but they're only one game probably out of being on top again, so they're going to be right in the mix come the end of the year, and they're a really exciting team to watch. That team makes up the bulk of our under 20 side as well, so they're still a fairly young group as well. And they're doing a great job in the under-20s Victorian competition as well. So, really exciting times for our youth programs. And, hopefully that's a sign for some of the quality we can produce every year over the next, 5 or 6 years while, we're implementing these programs.
And I read earlier in the year, when just before the season got underway, that the men's Division 1 side was going to be made up a lot of the youth side. I think there's only one player on the roster from last season. 5-5 at the moment. Is that the expectation that you had, to just have an even sort of year?
It's not so much we expected to have an even sort of year, but I think any time in sports where you can be in the middle of the pack, you're putting yourself in a good position to make the playoffs and push for a big season. They had a pretty tough start in terms of their road games. I think 5 out of their first 6 games were on the road, places like Warrnambool and Mildura, so some pretty decent trips. They got a pretty good run at home now over the next 4 or 5 weeks. So I think that's a team, like you said, there was a number of changes from last year's side, so it was going to take some time for them to gel. They've been struck by injuries as well, a lot of injuries, and you're right, they're heavily reliant on some youth league players stepping up and filling some of those voids. So, it's not a perfect science, and there's going to be some ups and downs, and I think they've sort of turned the corner of late. They've only just on the weekend they beat Chelsea, who were the top team, top of the table, so took care of them in what was a really exciting game. So I think they've possibly turned the corner as well, and I think in a few weeks' time after a home stretch they'll be pushing right for the top spots.
And the women's Division 1 side, massive turnaround compared to last year. I know they've only got 4 wins from their 9 matches so far, but still, I think they finished bottom of the table last year to look competitive. I think that was the biggest issue. It's fantastic to see, and a nice little win over Latrobe City on the weekend.
Yeah, no question. They're another team that's gone through a bit of a change from last season, and have brought in an American import for the first time in the club's history. And Kelsey Siegel, and she's been doing a great job. I think she's probably top one or two in the league in scoring, and has been pretty much a dominant force for the women's team. They got some players that have been around with the program as well for a few years, and then they've also got some young girls. They're fairly reliant on some youth league girls stepping up and playing for them as well. So, they're, like you said, big turnaround from last year, and they're already performing, much better. And again, they're sort of middle of the road at the moment, and with a little bit more time, they could probably, make a big push for the playoffs down the end.